This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right, Nebraska, the bowl game. Now, the large part of this segment is going to be about the college football playoff and the whiny SEC people that are out there. But if you haven't heard, and I've mentioned it before, mentioned it on the Carriker Chronicles a couple of times, but this will be Nebraska's return trip to the Big Apple. They went to 1962 to the Gotham Bowl. All right, our third ever bowl game, our first ever bowl win. The only time we've ever gotten to play Miami in a bowl game in cold weather, they beat Miami 36-34 in the 1962 Gotham Bowl. It's interesting because in the south end zone, where the varsity locker room used to be, and there used to be the red shirts in the north end, and then everything moved to the north end, and the visitors came out of the south end, and now none of that matters to us because there's a whole new, brand new facility and everything else. It's absolutely phenomenal. But for those of us who got to experience said times, I would walk down the hallway, and they had, like, basically every single year for Nebraska football, especially when I was a freshman, I used to look at these. They'd have the entire schedule up on the wall, kind of like hard outlined, you know, memorialized the wins, the losses, the games, the bowl games, who they played. And I remember looking at the Gotham Bowl in 1962 being like, what the? I had no idea we played in that. A little bit before my time. I haven't talked about that bowl game so much in my life ever, but I haven't thought about that bowl game so much in my life since I looked at it back when I was a freshman walking up and down the hallways of the south end zone, which is now where the visitors come and go before they enter and leave the field. All right, so a couple of things. General college football. I almost feel bad for Kirk Herbstreit. He seems like a good dude. Like, and I'm gonna talk about him again here in a minute. But he got, like, crucified by Florida State fans last year. You can feel it was justified, unjustified. And I'm sure he's happy, but he had to know the backlash was coming to this. His son, right? His son, Chase Herbstreit, who is a quarterback. By the way, Kirk Herbstreit went to Ohio State, the Ohio State University. Just committed to the University of Michigan. And he has to know the backlash is coming. And I'm sure he's gotten a ton of it. Man, it's tough when you're a parent and your kid does not go to your alma mater, but to go to the ultimate rival, oh, that's tough. I almost feel bad for Kirk. He seems like a good dude. All right, let's proceed. James Franklin, Penn State, lose to Oregon, but get the easier route to the playoff, to the national championship. But I'll get to that in a minute. James Franklin is now 3-19 versus top 10 opponents. All right, Ohio State is 2-13 versus the SEC in bowl games, the worst record in college football history against the SEC. Ryan Day is 0-3 versus the SEC. So guess who Ohio State plays in the first round? Tennessee, in Columbus. But guess what conference they're from? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the good old SEC. Now, SEC. Now, Army, just think about this. Army's only loss is to Notre Dame. Army won a conference championship. By the way, their first ever conference title in history. They've been an independent for so long. Although they have been a part of Conference USA, even the MAC at one point. Okay, but they just won the AAC championship. They will not play in the college football playoff. Now, the issue with this, and this was sent to me by a buddy, but I thought it was interesting. Notre Dame's only loss is to Northern Illinois. Army's only loss is to Notre Dame. So they lost the head-to-head, but their loss was, I mean, Northern Illinois, I can't get over that. Because Notre Dame didn't just lose. They got outgained, outrushed, outplayed, and flat out beat by a middling MAC team on their home field. Just can't get over that. Notre Dame's 11-1, didn't win a conference title. Now, we'll leave out the fact that they're not in a conference. We're just going to ignore that for time's sake. Did Army somehow get hosed here? It would have helped had they not gotten ran off the field by Notre Dame. I just kind of wanted to bring this up, talk about Army winning their first ever conference title and Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois. But I digress. All right. Texas loses to Georgia. Texas had 234 yards of total offense at halftime. Georgia had 47. I mean, and yet they lose the game. So how does something like that happen? They had the ball for almost 21 minutes. Georgia had it for 9. The score was 6-3 at halftime. Only 6-3. Texas had the lead. In their two contests, Texas versus Georgia, Georgia had a combined 13 sacks, 7 sacks in the first game, 6 in this last one, 25 freaking tackles for loss. Are you kidding me? 10 in the first game, 15 this last game. Texas had a combined 6 turnovers between the two games, 2 missed field goals. All right, so that's how you lose a game like that, 22-19 in overtime with a backup quarterback who was a former 5-star recruit because, you know, Georgia just has those on the shelves, but comes in and leads Georgia to victory. Although at the end of the game, Carson Beck came back in with an arm. I mean, if I'm Texas, I'm blitzing 11 guys. You could see him coming on the field. He couldn't move the arm, his right arm, his throwing arm. Like, he was going to hand the ball off. I would have blitzed all 11 guys. Old school video game style, the all mad blitz or whatever where you bring everybody. I think there's only, you can blitz 8, but then 3 guys drop deep into zone, so I'd always take the free safety and make him the 9th blitzer up the middle. Like, I would have done something like that. Just saying. Georgia beats Texas twice this year. All right. And as we know, Oregon State beats Penn State. Now, here are the matchups. All right. For the college football playoff, the first round. Texas is going to host Clemson because, you know, 3 and lost teams don't get in this playoff. And I'm not advocating for Alabama or Ole Miss or South Carolina to get in because they all had 3 losses. But 3 lost teams don't get in unless you play in a god-awful ACC conference. You rear-end your way into the conference title game after you lose to your in-state rival, South Carolina, who's, by the way, ranked ahead of you in the rankings, and they should be because they beat you on the home, on your home field with the same record. And then you go ahead and you beat a team that just joined the Power Conference for, like, the first time since, like, the 80s. When the old Southwest Conference existed, and that's SMU. So somehow Clemson is in this with 3 losses because they won the freaking ACC, but they're going to play Texas. At least it's like 2 intriguing brands. I don't know how good the game will be, but we'll see. Penn State hosts said SMU team, which, by the way, gets the 11 seed over the team they just lost to, Clemson, the 12 seed, because they have a better record, even though they've only played 2 ranked teams the whole year, and they lost to both of them in BYU and Clemson. I actually like SMU a lot. I think SMU was shell-shocked when they fell behind by 17 points. They hadn't played a game like that in a long time, a game with that type of meaning and things on the line. I think they were shell-shocked, and I think they finally woke up. Their offensive line is also not that great.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you watch that game, Penn State's going to host SMU. It's supposed to be below freezing up in Happy Valley. I can't wait. All right, Indiana Notre Dame. This is low-key a rivalry game. In-state rivals. This is low-key one of the games I'm most excited about. Notre Dame hosting Indiana. Indiana's Cinderella story of the year. Notre Dame always gets to have their cake and eat it too. The most storied program and probably in the history of college football. Although they haven't won a national title since 1988. Should have won it in 1993. They had the same exact record. Okay, 12-1 is Florida State. Beat Florida State head-to-head, yet Florida State was number one and they were number two. Although Nebraska could have beat Florida State. Topic for another day. Ohio State hosts Tennessee, which I've already addressed. Ohio State is so excited about. They love playing SEC teams. Ryan Day loves playing top 10 teams. Basically, he loves playing anybody who's not Michigan. The fact that Michigan is not in the playoff means Ohio State's got to be the favorite. I stole that from Mitch Sherman. He tweeted that out. So those are your first round matchups. Okay, and I think they're actually pretty intriguing. Now, let's just go chalk here. Let's say 5 Texas beats 12 Clemson, Penn State over SMU, 7 Notre Dame beats 10 Indiana, 8 Ohio State beats Tennessee, number 9. Let's just go chalk. Let's say even Tennessee upsets Ohio State. One upset there. Oregon is going to play the winner of Ohio State, Tennessee. Meanwhile, Penn State gets SMU in the first round. And then in the second round, they get Boise. They're going to be double-digit favorites in both those games. So even though Oregon gets the bye, I would personally choose playing SMU and Boise over playing Ohio State again or Tennessee, who will have just beaten Ohio State in Columbus if that happens. So somehow you're the number one team in the country. You beat Penn State at the Big Ten championship game, and your reward is probably the hardest second-round matchup of any team that'll be in the second round. Okay? That is crazy to me. All right, Arizona State's going to play Texas versus Clemson. They should not have a bye to begin with. Great Big 12 championship game. Love Cam Scataboo. Don't whine about nothing. Boise State, you should be in. I think you should actually play in the first round, get maybe a home field advantage because you did win a conference. It's not the same type of conference, but you shouldn't have a bye. And then you look at Georgia. All right, Georgia's going to play the winner of Notre Dame, Indiana. So for me, by the way, if Georgia played Notre Dame, that'd be intriguing. If Indiana goes into South Bend and beats Notre Dame and then goes to play Georgia, that's quite intriguing on a New Year's Day bowl game. And the Sugar Bowl is where that matchup will be, by the way. Okay, Oregon will play either Ohio State or Tennessee in the Rose Bowl. The first round byes make no sense for teams like Boise and Arizona State. They should be in for winning conference titles. But a first round bye is insane. The fact that Penn State will play SMU, and if they win Boise State, whereas Oregon would have to play either Ohio State or Tennessee. So basically, Penn State almost got rewarded for losing. Oregon almost got punished for winning. It's crazy to me. Those are just my initial thoughts. We're going to talk a lot more about the Heisman as the week goes along. It's Ashton Gentry or Travis Hunter, and it's two guys that in just about any other year, either one of them would win it. Okay? They just happen to be in the same year. And who's going to, we'll talk about that as this week goes along. We're also going to talk much more college football playoff matchups, things of this nature. Obviously, a lot of Nebraska football. Okay. Got about 2 minutes here, but I'm kind of tired of the SEC whining. So there was an individual who put out a tweet, and he listed all of the NFL talent. And if NFL scouts could tell you the most talented teams and the best team in the country, it'd be like Alabama, Ole Miss, all these teams. Georgia's in. Sean Callahan responded, but wait. They already play one less league game in the Big Ten and the Big 12, then the Big Ten and the Big 12. Give Clemson credit, who only plays 8 league games in the ACC. They played 8 league games and then played Georgia and South Carolina. USC played 9 league games and then LSU and Notre Dame. Alabama played 8 league games. Then you want to know who they played in their non-conference? They played Mercer, South Florida, Western Kentucky. Wow. So basically, they had 2 bye weeks, like every team did in the country this year. And then Mercer became their 3rd bye week at the end of the year. And then they also lost. So really, what Alabama fans want to focus on is look at who we beat. Oh man, we beat LSU, we beat Georgia. Well, how about the teams you didn't play? I'm going to talk about that in a second. How about the teams you lost to? You lost to an unranked Vanderbilt. You lost to an unranked Oklahoma team 24-3. You got curb stomped and mollywopped. Like, good Lord. And you played nobody in your non-conference, and every team in the SEC gets an automatic extra win because you're, instead of that 9th conference game, you're scheduling Mercer. So it's an automatic extra win, so you already have a better looking resume because you get that extra win that other conferences don't. All right. I had another thought here. That was the gist of it. The bottom line is the SEC created this super conference, which gives them advantages in money because you can get better matchups. You get bigger TV revenue. So you have bigger budgets. All right, better matchups, super conferences, more money, advantages in recruiting. By the way, and I'll give this to the SEC. They, of the top 100 recruits in the country, they signed 58 of them to the SEC conference. That's more than the other 3 Power 4 conferences combined. I don't care. If you're going to conglomerate into this super conference and then you're going to beat each other up, guess what? You don't get to play 8 conference games, play nobody in your non-conference, and then lose a quarter of your games and still get in. I don't want to hear it. It's that simple. See if I got any other final thoughts here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Kirk Herbstreit on this year's college football playoff, and we'll get out of here. And I quote, "I think everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets in. I don't want no death threats for a year like I got from Florida State fans last year," end quote. Kirk, I feel for you, man. I feel for you. You seem like a good dude. Paul Feinbaum, remember when he threw a hissy fit when Matt Rhule said the Big Ten would have four playoff teams? Fast forward to now, and the Big Ten has four playoff teams, and the SEC has three. So, yeah, there you go. All right, the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. Whoever thought that would be a bowl game? It is a one-of-a-kind for multiple ways. It's the first alcohol sponsorship on a bowl game. Feel about that however you'd like. The first bowl game that has NIL. Players will get paid to participate. I've been saying, why not? You want players to play? They need to sign contracts for the regular season. The bowl game should be separate. And then if they don't play, they don't get paid what they would have been paid. And whatever they would have been paid, they get fined. So let's say you're a quarterback. You would have been paid $100,000 to play in a bowl game. Just pulling numbers out of my keister. So you opt out. Now you don't get that $100,000. Now you get fined $100,000. Now you're in the negative $200,000 from what you could have been had you played. I'm just saying. All right, until next time, Husker Nation, it's been real. Go Big Red. Enjoy the insanity and the holidays. And always remember to throw the ball.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.